Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A man attempted to burglarize a house in Sterling on Friday, but fled and then later barricaded himself in his own home. According to the Department of Public Safety dispatch on the incident, Alaska State Troopers received a report of a disturbance at a residence in Sterling shortly after midnight on Friday, September 27th. 41-year-old John Core Jr. was armed with an axe when he entered a family member's residence, investigators said. Troopers said Core was confronted by one of the two residents upon entering the home and retreated from the property. Law enforcement later located him at his own residence in Sterling, but according to police, he refused to exit and stopped communicating with troopers. The Alaska State Troopers Southern SWAT team was dispatched to the scene and utilized barricaded subject tactics to remove Core from his residence. Core was taken into custody and arrested for burglary in the first degree, two counts of third degree assault, and first degree criminal trespass. He was transported to Wildwood Correctional Center in Kenai. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. A judge in Alaska has set aside a federal agency's action designating an area the size of Texas as critical habitat for two species of threatened Arctic Alaska seals. U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason last week found the National Maritime Fisheries Service did not explain why the entire 174 million acre area was, quote, indispensable to the recovery of the ringed and bearded seal populations. Gleason said the agency abused its discretion by not considering any protected areas to exclude or how other nations are conserving both seal populations. She vacated the critical habitat designation, which included waters extending from St. Matthew Island in the Bering Sea to the edge of Canadian waters in the Arctic, and sent the matter back to the agency for further work. The decision came in a lawsuit brought by the state of Alaska, which claimed the 2022 designation was overly broad and could hamper oil and gas development in the Arctic and shipping to North Slope communities. Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor said the protected areas had no sound basis in science. Bearded and ringed seals give birth and rear their pups on the ice. They were listed as threatened in 2012 amid concerns with anticipated sea ice declines in the coming decades. The state, North Slope Borough, and oil industry groups challenged the threatened species designation, but the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately denied to hear that case. Gleason said the Endangered Species Act bars from being authorized actions that would likely jeopardize a threatened species. Given that an interim change vacating the critical habitat designation would not be so disruptive, she said. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, released a statement on Monday after the North American Aerospace Defense Command released a video of a Russian Su-35 aircraft conducting a dangerous maneuver next to an Alaska-based U.S. Air Force fighter during an intercept on September 23rd in Alaska's Air Defense Identification Zone. In the video of the incident released by NORAD, the Russian Su-35 fighter jet is seen flying directly in front in a maneuver that amounted to cutting off the U.S. Air Force fighter. On September 17th, Senator Sullivan praised the deployment of the 11th Airborne Division soldiers to the Aleutian Islands in response to the increased Russian and Chinese military activity near Alaska. Between September 11th and September 15th, Alaska-based forces detected and tracked four separate incursions of Russian military aircraft operating in the Alaska ADIZ and one incursion of Russian naval vessels in the U.S. exclusive economic zone. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.